Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Have I mentioned that it's an open line Thursday? That's where you pick up your phone and you call the Junks at 800-636-1067.
Is it already Thursday?
I'm pretty sure it's a Thursday.
It's the first round of the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's Thursday. I'm going to North Carolina. I'm going away tomorrow.
Where are you heading?
We're doing a volleyball camp. My daughter, you know, she's at that recruiting age, so she's got to do all these camps. And I'm going to North Carolina tomorrow.
Which part?
I don't even know.
You don't even know what city?
To be completely
Raleigh,
fair.
Greensboro.
I don't want to say the school.
Yeah.
But it's I actually don't know exactly.
You're not sure what city you're traveling to.
Yeah.
But you travel a lot, so I can understand your brain's a little bit scrambled.
I'll put it in the thing when I get in the car.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, sure.
I'll Google such and such
university.
I know
you're driving on like 95 South.
Yeah, and I'll just put it in, and then I'll just go wherever it says.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I can't believe that today's Thursday.
Yes, Ricky, Thursday.
We just did the U.S. You're open watching the U.S. Thursday. Open.
I know, but I wasn't putting two and two together. I thought it was like Wednesday.
Oh, it's Thursday.
That means I got to pack.
Yeah.
I'm sure packing is hard. You pack your slides and a few shorts and sweatpants and T-shirts, and you're good.
I can't believe I'm leaving tomorrow. All right. I'm not mentally prepared for that, Cakes. All right. Sorry.
All right. Again.
Why don't you want to say what school you're going to?
Well, I mean,
you just don't want.
I mean, I'll tell you. Oh, okay. I'll tell you during a break. I just don't want to say on the air, like specifically all the camps my daughter's doing. You know what I mean? Because these, you know, I just don't want to be. You know what I'm saying?
You don't need to put that business out there.
Yeah.
I
got you.
I don't want to influence anything.
Yeah.
Negatively or positively.
But on Open Line Thursday, you can talk about anything. You could talk about the Nats getting blown out by the Mets yesterday. You could talk about Commanders OTAs. You can propose Junkies hypotheticals, or the Junks are, we're sage people in our mid-50s. We can give you sound life advice if you're at a crossroads or something in your life. We're like counselors.
Ask Junks anything. Doesn't mean we're going to answer everything.
Sure, you can do an Ask Junks
BT
anything.
BT Dubs.
An AJA.
Last night you saw something in baseball that you never see, and that's a complete game shutout by a pitcher.
You never see that anymore.
You never see it.
David it used to happen all the time.
Used to happen a lot. David Peterson, stud lefty for the Mets, went 9. He shut out the Nats. You just never see that. If you get your starter to go 6,
yeah,
that's
huge.
You hit it.
Yeah.
If he goes 7,
mm-hmm.
and you only have to use your pen for
it's
2,
bonus.
It's bonus.
Yeah.
But usually you're seeing 5 and 6. But when you can go 9 and you save your entire bullpen for a day, that's ridiculous. And remember that stretch of games where the Nats scored 38 runs in 4 games
when
they went to Seattle and beat Seattle twice, and then they beat Arizona twice? Actually, that might have been home games. But either way, They scored 38 runs in four game stretch, and we said, where does this come from? Well, in the last 15, last nine games, they've scored 15 runs.
Oh, that's, yeah, they need to up that run production.
Baseball's crazy, man. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, you want to go to Donnie in Mitchellville? Let's go to Donnie.
Sure. Yeah, let's go to Donnie.
It is an open line Thursday.
Mitchellville, close to where we grew up.
I can't believe it's Thursday. That's right, it's Thursday. First round of U.S. Open.
Yes, it's Thursday.
Didn't put two and two
this
together.
This is one of the best weeks. I'm sorry, for golf fans, this is one of the best weeks of the year.
Father's Day weekend.
Father's Day weekend slash week, because the U.S. Open is always on Father's Day week.
Are there going to be a lot of dads hitting skins this weekend, you think?
You're not looking at one, but I don't know, maybe.
Could be.
Well, do you think a lot of wives, they might... I mean,
throw them a bone?
Throw them a bone on Father's Day?
I think they might rather get them a tie.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Donnie. Donnie, what's up? Definitely they would rather. More.
What's up?
What's up, Donnie?
Good morning, Jonathan. I love you, man. I wanted to see.
Thanks, buddy. Love you.
I think about Jason all the time because he's so great and awesome, man. I want to be like him when I grow up. So
you want to be like Jason? What about Cakes?
Yeah, you want to be me?
I love Cakes, man. Cakes is awesome. Playing poker and how his wife loves him, but my wife don't love me like Cakes.
Nobody's wife loves him like Amy loves Cakes.
How old are you?
I'm 36, bro.
Oh, you're young.
Hey, Donnie, I'm feeling a little bit down in the dumps because I'm broke now. Can you say something nice about me?
Eric, you're amazing, man. Your delivery, your tenacity, and how you feel about the skins, man. It's because of you. I come on here to hear skins greatness, man, because you bring it to me every day.
You know what? Boosted my day. Donnie, are you mad
because I called Debo fat? Are you upset that I called Debo fat?
Isn't he a traitor?
It's okay. It's okay. I'm fat, so it's cool.
So are all of us. Hey, why don't you say something nice about Valdez and Drabby, too?
I like how Drab is consistent with trying to be better. Cause that's what we all trying to do. So
he is trying to better himself all the time. Because of his hair. You respect his hair. I will say I respect that. He's putting his insecurity out there.
By the way, I got to meet Dr. Burka in person yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was here to
Did he look at your dome?
Oh, he was eyeing me up. He's like, are you going to be next? And I was wavering.
Cakes could be pulled. I think Cakes could be pulled over.
I want to see how Drab's process works out.
Dr. Burka looked like a piranha.
He was
like a shark circling Cakes.
He was ready to land the big fish.
All right, say something nice about Valdez, Donnie.
Valdez is the ultimate fan. I think how he Ravens fans, Orioles fans, he just shows us every day what it's like to be. Who we're supposed to be. So I appreciate Valdez.
All right. What about Mark? You got anything about the kid?
Mike Marr. that left you flat?
What about the kid? The YouTube kid?
I don't really got nothing on Mom. I don't get to listen as much as I used to. I hear his energy, but
he's got energy.
It's like baby AWOD. Yeah. It's like baby AWOD.
A little bit of baby AWOD. I agree with you.
That's
a little smarter, though. A little smarter. Adam's so dumb.
Yeah, I agree with that. But my call was for Jason, man. I was in Seabrook yesterday, and I was like, man, what would Jason do right now? And I was like, man, let me find one. And I found one because I had to find one that was over a five. She was like a seven. But I said, hola, bonita.
She definitely smiled.
Oh, she did? She smiled?
So Jason, you just made Jason smile.
I just think that's funny.
Where were you
walking?
Seabrook Road at the, it was a crime.
Oh, you must have really looked hard for that.
Oh, that's Jason's old haunting spot there.
Do you know where Jason lives? Jason, you should put your old house should be like a museum.
There should be a plaque out front.
Do you know where Jason used to live?
No, I don't know the exact house, but I get the neighborhood.
Jason, why don't you tell the address?
I don't know if I should do that.
No, we don't want to bother the tenant or owner.
Yeah,
but what could you see from there? You could see the gas station from your house.
Definitely, it wasn't a Crown; it was an Exxon, and then there was a 7-Eleven right across the street. So I lived right down that street.
Wasn't there like a laundromat right there?
Oh, of course, Chinese restaurant.
Well, all of that is still there. I think the laundromat burned down, but the rest of that.
Oh, dude.
What about that Tasty Freeze or whatever was over there?
Yeah, it used to be that. I'm sure that's gone.
Rita's, I think it's a Rita's now.
Rita's.
It's an Italian ice.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Takes, you give out Jason's address, everyone's going to flock to it like people do to the Breaking Bad house. Yeah. Where the pizza's on the roof.
Throw a pizza.
I haven't been to Seabrook in a long. Sometimes I drive by the old hood just to see, you know, how bad it looks. And, man, people are just, they are not taking care of their properties in that neighborhood anymore.
Hey, I love you guys.
Thanks,
man. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Donnie. Thanks, buddy.
I'm sorry. I can't stop looking at Jason's left headphone.
I know.
It's getting to be like.
Can you at least put black tape?
Seriously,
I'm just lazy.
This is a headphone intervention.
Yeah.
Those need to go. You don't want to.
They still sound
Jason,
good though.
They don't look good. You have a brand new pair.
Terrible. Look, I'm on camera.
They look so bad.
Out.
Why don't you use the brand new pair?
What? Because it doesn't sound as good as these. I'm telling you.
We'll give it to Roger.
What do you mean?
He'll fiddle with it and tape it all up.
Have Roger fix this.
Roger needs to perform surgery on those.
He'll solder it.
I didn't think about it. You look like a brokey.
You look like a big brokey.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, the reason I use these is because even with the broke foam in here, it still sounds better than the newer ones.
I know, but it'll take you 2 segments to get used to the
aesthetics of them are jarring.
It looks like he has a sponge on his ear.
I can't really worry about that.
I'm actually getting used to it.
It looks like a sponge that you've used for 2 months and need to throw away is sticking out of your ear.
Yeah.
Also, Donk, you know you can buy new ear pads for headphones. Like on Amazon.
Sure, you can buy anything.
You don't have to buy a whole new
headphone.
I'm just lazy.
I don't think about it.
Can you buy him a pair and he'll Venmo you?
No, because they're like probably $30-$40.
He'll Venmo you the money.
I'm fine.
He'll pay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He knows how to work Amazon.
No, but
he'll never do it.
Now it's a part of the show.
He'll never do it. But he'll do it. If you do it, he'll feel guilty.
It's part of show lore now.
It's a part of the show. So I'm going to keep it as long as it can stay on my ear.
I wish JP was here.
The next one, the right ear, is going to go soon, too.
Okay.
So they're both going to be foaming out.
We need to have, like, a funeral for those headphones.
We will, yeah.
I wish JP was here because I was driving around, and I think it's the Chantilly area. I get Chantilly. Jason, how can you tell the difference between Chantilly and Herndon? I don't know what the difference is. I don't really know. Are they kind of the same in the same area? Are they next door to each other?
Kind of. Not really.
Herndon's. I'm not saying
one is better than the other. I'm just saying I don't know which one's which.
Chantilly's like on the other side of 50.
Chantilly's is Fairfax County. Herndon is Loudoun.
They're not next door to each other?
I have no idea. I thought Herndon was in Fairfax.
Like literally, if you look at
Herndon, isn't Herndon Loudoun County?
I don't know where it is.
Maybe Herndon Sterling is where the Fairfax.
I was driving around, which is not that far from Chantilly National, which I assume means Chantilly. Not Herndon.
Correct.
Right?
No, Chantilly's not close to Herndon.
Okay.
Herndon's right next to Reston.
I think this is more Chantilly.
Yeah.
So this blows my mind, and you guys don't understand this, I don't think. Cakes will. You know that we grew up in Pointer Ridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Pointer Ridge? Have you ever been there, Valdez, like driven by it or anything?
Well,
probably not. High school or something?
The only thing... my familiarity with Bowie is dropping Bruce the Hugger off.
Okay, right, he hasn't been. Maybe he's driven by it like on Route 3 or 301.
So when we were coming up, we're kids of the 70s, all right? We all lived in Levitt Homes, okay? You've heard of that developer, Levitt,
yes,
right? It's so, and they have like a Levittown, PA, I think maybe, right?
Or maybe New York, I'm not sure.
And it's always bizarre to me when I drive into a Levitt neighborhood, because it looks like our neighborhood.
Sure.
Like they're the exact same model. Like Levitt maybe had like 6 or 7 homes and they're all the same. You drive in our Pointer Ridge, they're like cookie cutter, they're all the same. They're no basements. Like I know all the models because I grew up there, right? I've seen it in New York and it blows my mind. I've seen it maybe in Pennsylvania somewhere. There's one in Chantilly.
Oh, there is.
There's a neighborhood of Levitt homes and you don't understand, Cakes. My head explodes.
You think you're like on Pennypacker
Lane? Yeah, I feel like I'm in Bowie.
Or on Perel Lane where we lived.
Would you feel that way? Because you know how unique Levitt homes are.
If I got
They're distinctly different.
That looked just like the neighborhood I grew up in, but it's in New York. You would have like nostalgia. You'd be like, oh, this is like where I grew up.
I'm telling you, it blows my mind.
Oh, that's the Greenbrier neighborhood. It's a big shopping center area in Chantilly.
So that is Chantilly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get because I'm out in that area all the time. Like, my family is all the time for volleyball, and I'm killing time and going to Marshall's.
Going to TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Pooping at TJ Maxx.
I go to Pupatella, you know, whatever.
Right.
Just try to find stuff to do.
So what is Levitt? That's just the developer?
Yeah.
He's the developer. I think he was like a famous developer. He had these model homes. They were like cheap homes. But when we were coming up, it was a nice neighborhood. You know, whatever. My dad always said that it, where we grew up, he called us like nickel millionaires. So people like didn't really make that much money, but you had a nice little house and you had a nice little neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And each home, if you're looking at the homes, they're distinct. I think of them as sort of cheap looking, but they're the exact same models. And every time I drive through a Levitt neighborhood, my head explodes because I think I'm in my hometown.
Because you're thinking you're in Pointer Ridge.
They're literally the exact same home style.
Right.
Same material, same everything. Cakes, I need you to drive through. I need you to see if you have the same experience.
I need
experience.
You to go to Chantilly just to drive through.
No chance.
Because, by the way, I'm not doing it on purpose. Yeah. I'm just driving around. And my GPS took me through and I go, what's going on here?
Yeah.
What am I on? Yeah, Pennypacker Lane? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
It's weird. It's a weird bit.
It's a weird bit.
It's like you're in a Twilight Zone.
I think that neighborhood looks kind of nubs. Is that a nice neighborhood
it's
or
showing
no?
some wear and tear.
It's just old.
Yeah.
It's just
so old.
Yeah, yeah. Well, those houses are probably built like if they were built around when our houses are built.
I think they actually held up better than Bowie.
But. I think the community looks good. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Just I go through a time warp whenever I stumble onto that. I feel like I'm in Back to the Future or something. It's like a bizarro world.
Valdez lived there.
Yeah. You lived in that neighborhood.
Yeah. Not in that neighborhood. Near
did
that
you
neighborhood.
Live in? So you didn't live in a Levitt home though.
No.
You live in like a townhouse or something.
Yeah,
or a condo?
I know. Yeah, right next to it.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page, and don't forget at 8:45, EB's got a big golf story to tell everybody. That's coming up in about 25 minutes here on the Junks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Our station mate, Linnell Willingham, will give us an OTA update this morning at 9 o'clock. So you don't want to miss that. He's been out at Commander's.
I saw him
OTAs.
Out there yesterday. I was walking out as he was walking in.
Yep. So he's going to join the show coming up at 9 o'clock.
There was a bunch of coaches walking in when I was walking out, and I'm not sure how many college coaching staffs were there, but
right.
I saw some Navy jackets.
Ah, okay, good.
So, and then I know there was a bunch of high school coaches there because mm-hmm. Quinn talked about that in the presser.
Yep. All right, we'll get into EB's entertainment page now.
Oh, I didn't know that. Valdez, did you bring the EP? Yeah, hook me. Sorry, I've just been – you know who I've been texting with?
Who? I don't.
Big Joe. Remember Big Joe? Used to call in yes. all the time. I think he played ball at like UMBC or something.
He's a tall drink of water, right? Yeah, like he's about 6'6", 6'7".
When we started talking about Pointer Big Ridge, Joe. He used to, you know, I spent between the age 15 and age 18, 14 to age 18, almost every day at the South Bowie Rec Center. And we played basketball there, and they're amazing Saturday runs. And he would go there. That's who he knows, South Bowie.
He would go to the BT Dubs. Rory birdied one, and on two, I believe two is a par five. He absolutely pummeled the ball, and he got about 40 yards run after it nice. Landed. So he's probably looking at it, I don't know, short iron into his second shot in that par five.
When I have a short iron in my hands, that's when I'm terrified. All right, Cakes.
Yes.
This is news to me. Valdez is hot off the presses, right? Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson dead. This happened yesterday. I was on a golf course. A buddy had a hole in one. Not really that locked in. Brian Wilson died yesterday.
Yeah.
You just revealed your golf story.
Well, no, I tweeted about it. My buddy had a hole in one. I'm going to tell you about it though.
Yeah, Brian Wilson.
That's terrible. Now had he been dealing with like dementia or anything like something like that? Depression. Alzheimer's.
I think he had depression. I'm not sure if he had Alzheimer's. Maybe.
Or as Sacktown Mike used to call it, old timers disease.
Oh, yeah. Some people call
it's a funny nickname for a terrible affliction.
You know, he was deaf in one ear his entire life.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be deaf in both ears in probably 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
So I can relate.
You know, the death that I noticed yesterday, it wasn't Brian Wilson, but Ananda Lewis. You remember her? If you saw her picture, she's a former MTV VJ. She died at it. She's our age, essentially. She's 52.
Saw that.
She died. She had breast cancer. Poor thing. She didn't want to have the mastectomy. She did some homeopathic stuff. And then she got caught up, which a lot of people got caught up in with the whole COVID crap, that she couldn't get a surgery when she wanted to. Because remember how they weren't, like, you had to be considered, you know, life-threatening right in the moment. You know, people had a difficult time getting in to see the doctors or having procedures done
during COVID,
during all that. And she got kind of caught up in that. And then it ultimately spread. And so she passed away yesterday after like a 7-year journey with breast cancer, which is always awful. So pour some out for Ananda. I think she had one son who just graduated like from 8th grade. You know who she married? Will Smith's brother. Nobody talks about him.
I don't know
He's
anything
the
about
Fred
him.
Ripken of the Will Smith family.
What are his bona fides? What are his accomplishments? Does anybody know?
Nope.
I don't know anything
about him. I think
his
name is like Harry Smith.
I can't believe an MTV BJ got more of a eulogy than Brian Wilson.
Because I'm not a Beach Boys
guy.
I'm not a Beach Boys guy. I'm sorry. This is what affects me. You do the Drabby Pete. Well, I don't care about it, Brian Wilson. I mean, I do care. I thought it was sad.
Your eulogy was hot off the press. Brian Wilson died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of the most iconic American bands of all time, and he was the co-founder of it. He deserves a little bit more attention than that.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a whole... You got 10 more minutes.
Yeah, you Valdez probably pulled 100 songs.
You should have done your top 5 Beach Boys songs of all time.
I'm expecting... Oh, yeah.
Your cluelessness shouldn't affect everyone else's pain.
Ananda Lewis...
You're in pain.
Impacted me. Right, that's a death that impacted me. The Brian Wilson's kind of sad. I mean, I don't want anybody to die.
It's American icon.
You got to play Surf in USA.
I know. I was going to get to it, but it was a 1-minute eulogy.
Well, you guys could do your own EP.
Hey, you know what? Next year...
You didn't do any prep. You didn't know he died.
I didn't know he died. I didn't know... Yes.
Valdez, a gross oversight. I don't believe there were any Beach Boys ditties on the Purple Heart Open playlist.
No.
We might have to rectify that for next year.
They have so many popular songs.
So many.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
They reinvented pop music.
Play their hits. If I like
he's
any
playing of them. He's playing them currently.
I just updated my Spotify list yesterday.
Kevin Love's uncle was part of the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mike Love. I would never put any of these songs on my Spotify playlist.
You just don't. You don't recognize the genius of the Beach Boys. Now, I don't know that I would either, but I know that they're a highly influential pet band.
I agree with that. I'm aware of them, Cakes.
Yeah. Pet Sounds is considered one of the most influential and creative masterpieces.
Which one?
Pet Sounds.
What? Is that this?
No, that's it's
this
an
is
album.
Kokomo. This is a
Pet Sounds is an album.
Oh, okay.
That Phil Spector produced.
A guy that murdered his wife?
Yes.
I mean, they created a whole genre of music. Of
what's like, the genre?
Like surf rock. I mean, there are a billion imitators.
Who else?
Well, like anyone that's ever sang like any sort of like beach music ever. Jimmy Buffett, Jack Johnson,
so you're
the Pipeline Band.
This is your genre. This is why it's affecting
it's
you.
It's not my genre. I barely
you're a Jimmy Buffett guy.
Well, I do like, people like, you gave Jimmy Buffett the same eulogy you gave Brian Wilson. you sped through both of them. It ricked me, yeah.
Because it's not the stuff I listen to. I've heard it in an elevator.
Sly Stone dies and you spend half the EP on him.
I'm more of a funk guy, sorry. I got a little bit more soul to me.
Okay, Beach Boys greater than Sly Stone.
Well,
I'm not saying who's greater. I mean, who cares who's greater? So I didn't listen to it. I had listened to different stuff than you guys. Your guys' parents were hippies. My parents weren't hippies.
Yeah,
you're kind of right.
In my family, you guys can make fun of it. It's fine. I grew up and I didn't love it. I listened to my dad was playing Mozart and Brahms and like stuff you can't even relate to. I didn't listen to this.
Yeah, you're lunch in USA.
I'm not a classical music guy. I understand those guys are talented.
I'm not
Mozart,
either, but
Brahms,
that's what I listened. That's
Chopin.
That's what played in the background at my house.
Yeah.
Chopin, Brahms. I don't even know these guys. Bach, Beethoven.
Sebastian Bach, greater than the other Bach.
Probably.
Yeah. Not probably, is.
But you did.
This song never played in my house, ever. Zero times.
Upside down.
Yeah, but you heard it a billion times.
It's an elevator.
Yes, they revolutionized the wall of sound.
I thought that was Pink Floyd.
The wall.
Yeah.
But that's when you would take a bunch of instruments and play it all at once so it would sound bigger.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, they started using different instruments too, like bells, ringers. They experimented with different stuff like that.
Who was the most talented Beach Boy?
Brian Wilson.
By far. Mike Love was just a hanger-oner.
Brian Wilson wrote most of the songs.
Yeah.
What instrument did he play?
Guitar.
Yeah. He's the lead singer.
Did Mike Love play? Did one of them play piano?
Don't know.
Maybe not piano or keyboard.
I couldn't tell you what instruments what Beach Boys played. I have no idea.
John Stamos.
Oh, he plays the drums. I know that.
I know more about John Stamos than I do the Beach Boys. Terrible.
John Stamos absolutely loved the Beach Boys. Beach Boys, part of Full House.
Yeah.
For all you 90s kids.
Oh, why? Why?
Well, because John Stamos loved the Beach Boys. And
they would play it all the time on the show?
Yeah. It was like a bit on the show, and they had like Beach Boys concerts.
Got you. All right, let's go to Jim in Tysons. Jim, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you, man.
Real quick on Brian Wilson, people really associate him with the kind of like the 62 to 65. When he did Pet Sounds, the Beach Boys didn't like that album. And Pet Sounds was one of the albums that the actual Beatles, they viewed the competition when they were coming into the United States with California Girls. So they came back with Back in the USSR, if you guys know that song. It was a mock on the Beach Boys. And so Wilson wanted to go up more serious, more kind of Beatles music, and the actual original Beach Boys wanted to stay more with the beach tunes.
Who was the drummer that John Stamos replaced? He seemingly replaced, or did he just supplement some of their shows? How did that work?
That was another Wilson.
Okay. Dennis Wilson?
Yeah.
Dennis Wilson.
It was Dennis Wilson. But Al Jardine and Mike Love, they took on Brian Wilson. This is a very interesting story, and he really wasn't the kind of guy that people think of in terms of the greatest hits albums. He was a real innovator.
Will you tell? I want more information on the Back in the USSR and how that was. They were mocking the Beach Boys. Tell me more about that.
Well, yeah. Well, California Girls came out right there, and then basically the Beatles didn't view them. The Beatles aren't going to view anybody as their competitors. They're in another league. But they did view the Beach Boys as kind of like some kind of up-and-coming thing. They recognized Brian Wilson's talent. And what they followed up was with Revolver. So you had Pet Sounds, and then you went to Revolver. And that's
so
obviously
this guy's
Revolver.
Beach Boys is story
I like
right
it,
here.
But I'm sorry. I'm not tracking because I don't know that genre very well.
Sure.
How was Back in the USSR like a shot at them? Can you explain that to me? Like, I don't understand the logic.
Well, if you listen to the words on Back in the USSR, it's you know, you and I can't, I'm sorry if I'm not exact, but it's like you train girls, really knock you out, and then they do a kind of like a mock of the chorus of the Beach Boys. You can, if you want to play
you
that
can,
song,
it's very
hear it.
Obvious to an average person that they're mocking them.
Yeah.
In that era, you guys knew they were mocking the Beach Boys.
I think people who really followed Rolling Stone and people who really followed the music, you should go back and check it out. I'm not a total wonk, but I do know enough about the Beatles, and I did follow that a little bit.
All right, that's it. It is very interesting to me. I appreciate that.
I think Paul McCartney admitted mocked him. It was a parody.
Sure, okay. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, the drummer, Dennis Wilson, Wilson brothers, he had a horrible life.
You're reading his Wikipedia right now?
He actually, you know, he was addicted to cocaine and heroin and everything. Alcoholic. In 1983, he jumped off a boat after drinking all day, boozing off all day, because he was looking for his ex-wife's, personal belongings. Apparently they were thrown overboard at a marina from his yacht three years earlier. So 3 years after they were thrown, he said, "I'm going to go jump into the marina." Well,
definitely hammered. I mean, if he thought he
and look
find
for
him.
And of course he drowned because he was hammered.
Oh, he killed himself.
Pretty much.
And that's when John Stamos started playing because he donked himself off.
Well, he was only.
That, I don't know. I don't know the Beach Boys timeline.
That was 1983.
Okay, so John Stamos got famous in the 80s when he was on General Hospital.
So maybe that was...
He started playing with them maybe in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, maybe that was right after that.
I don't know.
Is this the eulogy that Brian Wilson wanted?
We're talking about his brother?
Yeah,
I don't know.
The family had issues,
you guys
man.
Can lead this. I don't know anything about the Beach Boys. It sounds like fun music.
It was fun, but apparently they all
sounds
had
like
their,
fun music.
They all had their issues out of the studio.
Yeah.
I think... John Stamos wasn't really in the Beach Boys.
I think he was that's what I'm saying.
He was like a bit one-offs like one-offs.
Yeah. That's what I said. Then. Oh, I prefaced it. I said, or was it just, you know, every once in a while? But I think some people did kind of consider him kind of. Like, I think he played with them hundreds of times. I don't think he did it like once. I think he toured with them sometimes.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. But obviously, I don't think he was an official member.
Barbara Ann, a smash. Smash
all right, let's go to Matt in Stafford. Matt, what's up? You're on the Junks.
What's up, guys? Hey, Beach Boys tried to make a comeback in the 90s, and they had this different sound. And Eric, I think you might have liked the sound a little bit more than the traditional Beach Boys sound.
I mean, it sounds fine. And, it sounds fine. I just didn't grow up listening to it. Yeah.
But they had a remake of California Dreams. California Dreams. And it sounds really good. But I was compelled to tell Jason, if you got a Hawaiian shirt and a rope hat, a saxophone, you'd be Mike Love, young Mike Love. I think I'd be pretty silly. Can you pull it off for
because
the audience?
Because you think Jason looks like Mike Love.
And
is
he's
what
tall.
Is
he's Mike Love, yeah. He's tall. Young Mike Love, get the rope hat and the Hawaiian shirt. Oh, my gosh.
Rope hats are fire
he likes
right
yacht
now.
Rock,
does
so
Mike Love have
tracking.
Does Mike Love have skin cancer scars?
A lot of people do. Yeah. Hold on. Are the Beach Boys considered yacht rock? Because I listen to yacht rock. I don't think they are considered
yacht
rock.
Like Drab said, surf rock is kind of like what they pioneered.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were popular in the 60s and 70s. I don't think yacht rock is
yacht
60s
rock's like
and 70s.
An 80s thing, yeah. 80s and beyond.
Now, yacht rock, now you're barking up the right tree.
Oh, that's your kind of thing.
Yeah. John McClain, real quick. John.
Hey, EB, you're missing out. I mean, Paul McCartney thought God Only Knows was the perfect song. They blown away by Pet Sounds. And if you want to hear the real genius of Brian Wilson, listen to the commercial version of Surf's Up.
I've never heard of any of these songs that you're mentioning by name.
In 1966. And then he recorded it as a solo in 67, wasn't released for 40 years. It'll gut you if you listen to that solo version.
All right, will you play whatever I need? It's mumbo jumbo to me. Will you play one of the songs he said, Coming Back? Okay, and then I'll tell my little golf story. We talk more Mike Love if you want. I don't care. I don't have a file on him. Is it Mike Love or is it Brian Wilson?
Brian Wilson
is a dead one.
Yeah, correct.
Mike Love's Kevin Love's uncle.
Mike Love's still alive.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll do more of that, and I'll tell you a little. I don't know. No one cares. My buddy had a hole-in-one. That was amazing. All right, we'll tell you that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Which one? Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This
is Surf's Up.
The one the guy suggested.
I played it. Let me just hear it a little bit. I didn't have my headphones on. Have you heard this?
This one's not really ringing a bell for me.
This is more of a Beach Boys.
This is the one they said will gut you if you listen to it.
I prefer Good Vibrations.
Yeah, this is your boy.
This is your boy right here.
Yeah, I don't need to be bummed out.
Yeah, this is the selling.
All right, which one's
this? This is my opinion. God Only Knows. The one that Paul McCartney said was the greatest song ever written.
Oh, really?
I mean, if Paul McCartney is saying that, it's pretty high praise.
All right, I want to hear it.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to.
Never heard this?
Maybe once.
I think it's been in like a dozen movies over the years. Like
I don't see movies.
I like California Girls better.
Hold on. Is this like instantly recognizable to people right now? People right now know. They're like, oh, yeah.
If you look at the list of their greatest songs ever, this is a lot of times it's number one.
I think I've heard it half a time. Where's the chorus? Did it just play the chorus? What's the part that everyone remembers?
Or what's the hook?
Yeah, play the hook.
Old guys are shaking their fists all over the place right now.
I'm sorry. I wasn't raised on it.
To be fair, I understand they're highly influential. They're a little bit before our time.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're totally before our time. But like Valdez's dad loved that stuff, classic rock. Yeah. And all that. Like that's his era. He grew, and I'm not being a negative. We didn't play this in my house.
I didn't play it either.
All right. So yesterday, you know, it's kind of a habit. So as you know, I've been playing golf for how many years? How old am I, Cakes? I've been playing golf for 40 years. I started playing golf when I was 15.
Yeah.
Okay. Late to the game, self-taught, always like around a 15 handicap. Just, you know, can have some good rounds. I've been working on it last couple years. Like, so I basically took about a 10-year hiatus. So as we were raising our kids and we were traveling, I would just play a few times a summer, kind of fell out of love. As my two kids have graduated college now, I'm like, I need something to do.
Mm-hmm.
I got one left.
Need a pursuit.
So I've started to play golf again. I got my handicap down to a 10, but believe me, I'm still terrible. I can shoot horrific rounds. I shank things. I mean, I'm embarrassed by the things that I do on the golf course. But playing a lot. And I play with the same guys. And my buddy Adam, who's played poker with us for, you know, 20 years ago, we reconnected within the last year and a half or so. And now we play all the time. Like, 3, 4, 5 times a week, okay? Good, great dude. He's a personal trainer. He trains rich people. That's what he does. Trains rich people in the morning.
Good people to train, I guess.
And he plays golf.
Yeah.
And he trains one or two more rich people. And then he, whatever. We're playing, Valdez knows it. We're playing, we're on the third hole. And Adam's a very good player. Adam's like a 3 or 4 handicap. And, you know, I'm a hack. We're playing, he's fine. He always shoots anywhere from like 75 to 80, always. He's got the incredible short game. I think he has like tour level short game. We're playing a third hole at Norbex, 180 yards. I'm kind of down. I think I'd shanked a wedge already. Just like pondering life. Why am I doing this again? I think a perfect lie, like a 20 yard pitch. I hit it off the hosel because I have the yips. And I want to kill myself. And that's after hitting like a perfect drive or something. You know, something crazy. I look up. Usually, I was somber. I was feeling down, feeling terrible about myself, my lot in life. I look up. I hear him swing. Normally, I watch his swing because we're swing geeks. And all of a sudden, I see he's launching one, shocker, towards the pin, like he always does.
What did he hit?
So it's about 180 yards, but it's downhill. I forget the yardage exactly. It was 180, but it usually plays down. But to me, it's downhill. People always play it less.
So it's like a 170 shot?
Maybe a 170 shot, but with the wind and everything, I always take extra club there because the last thing, there's a creek runs right in front of the green. And the last thing, if I hit it in that creek, if I hit it short, I chunk it a little bit or hit it short, I want to murder all of you.
You don't want to be short.
Yeah, I don't want to ever be short. I'd much rather double bogey it from behind than hit it in the ditch. Mm-hmm. I freaking want to die when that happens. So I take a little extra club. He hit a 5 hybrid, perfect, landed right in front of the green. Valdez knows the hole, went up the slope, pin was back right, and I'm watching it, and I'm going, get in the hole. You know how many times I've said get in the hole?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Zero.
19, no. I say it all the time.
But it never does.
Oh, 20,000 times to people. Get in the hole. I always say it. I'm a generous person, too. I always try to encourage people. Get in the hole. I never say it about mine. But get in the hole.
I always say good shot after the fact. I don't like talking to people's balls.
I talk to people's balls. I always say, because I'm like the ultimate encourager, except for me. I'm the most, I talk down about my game. Like, I S on myself. I go, that sucked. I'm miserable. But I talk up everybody else. I go, get in the hole. And Jason.
It's rolling.
And then all of a sudden, it actually disappeared.
So you saw it.
Oh, I saw it go in the hole.
And I have terrible vision, so there's no way I'd see it.
From 180 yards, I see it disappear. I can't believe my eyes. I start sprinting towards my boy. He drops his club. I throw my club up in the air. We tackle each other. My other guys in there that are in our group, they're freaking out.
Yep. They're jacked.
I can't believe the elation that I'm feeling, and I did nothing.
And it wasn't you.
I did nothing. In fact, I was just bad because I just hosled like a 20-yard pitch. Yeah. I was feeling like killing myself. And then I instantly, Jason,
but you
I had
felt
a hard time
so good
sleeping
for him.
I felt so good for him. I was so excited. I have a video.
I assume that was his first.
No, how about this is fourth?
No, he's got four.
Yeah, he's got four.
OMG.
Yeah. I mean, it's the guy. He's.
You know what? I don't feel that great for him.
Yeah, it's
old hat for him.
He's so good. It's so annoying. He's like jacked. He's a personal trainer.
Well, he better be jacked.
Still, he plays golf whenever he wants. You know, it just
doesn't sound like he's got too many clients if he's playing golf all the time.
He trains them in the morning. He trains them at night. Jason, they're loaded. I won't name drop, but they're rich.
Right.
Okay. They're not like junkies rich. Well, they're rich.
You mean his clients?
Yes. Right. So God only knows what they're paying.
Like
them.
Next level.
Yeah, next level. And
like the highest level.
Yeah. And so this, but he was excited too, even though it was his fourth.
Mm-hmm.
We were just going nuts. And I have a video of us walking up to it. I'll put it out there if people want to see it. Just I'm a little cringy in it because I'm so excited. I feel kind of embarrassed.
You're like screaming.
No, I'm just like laughing so much. I bet I'm just giddy.
You're elated.
I was elated for him. And for him, he was excited. But it's his fourth freaking hole in one.
It's a lot.
And by the way, he's 10 years younger than me. He's 10 years and it's his fourth.
That's crazy.
It's just.
You're due, theory. You're due.
No one is more due.
You're so due.
Than this guy.
You're the most due.
But it'll never happen. But no one is more due. Valdez has had he had a hole in one. And by the way, some people, my buddy Joe P, shocker, Joe P had a hole in one. Joe P always has to, one up my stories because I was texting everybody. I saved it for you guys.
Typical New Yorker.
I would say, hey man, my buddy Adam, they know him. I said, he just had a hole in one. Joe P said, yeah, I've been in a group with four of them. I've even had one. But he did put a laughing sign. He said, mine, he basically hit a worm burner. Yeah. You know, like
is that the first time you've witnessed one?
First one I've ever seen in real life.
I've seen two.
You have seen.
I've seen.
And
two.
Did you not feel like an incredible? I never thought I would react that way because like I've seen eagles. I've had eagles. I've had birdies.
Chippins. And,
yeah, whatever. Yeah. I've never seen a hole. I never thought I would react that way because I actually think it's impossible. I know people do it all the time.
Well, you know what sucked is when I had mine, it was early in the morning, and you know how the sun can be in your face?
So you couldn't see it go in?
I didn't see it go in.
You didn't know until you got in?
I didn't know, and I thought I hit it over the green or something. And then I was checking in the bunkers and everything, and then there was a pitch mark, and then I walked the pitch mark back to the hole, found it in the hole.
Did you actually think there was a chance it was in the hole?
I knew it was at it. And then when I didn't see anything on the green, I just assumed it wasn't in the hole. Right. It was over the green.
So then when you found it in the hole, did you lose your mind?
Yeah. I started running all over the green.
Right. That's what we did. We're running all over the
place. I saw one. I was with a scramble group at Woodmont when someone got a hole in one. And we literally were standing on the tee box waiting for another group to come up to verify it.
Yeah.
So it was a scramble. And then we sprinted up to it, found it in the hole.
Yeah.
And we lost our mind.
Drab, you saw my video. I know we got to break. You saw my video. Am I too cringy or do you think it's okay to put in there?
No, it's fine.
I'm very self-conscious about it because I'm so excited. I'm so giggly.
I barely honestly noticed you.
People who golf
will appreciate it.
Yes, we'll appreciate it.
It's not the video of the hole in one. It's right after the hole in one.
I know.
I felt like I should document it for him. For his kids. You know, and you could see us walking to the hole and pick it up. So you think it's okay to put it out there?
Definitely.
Okay.
100%.
All right, I'll put it out there. Give me a follow, EB Junkies, and congrats to my buddy Adam.
Yep, congrats.
He's so good. He'll probably hit another one today. Yeah. He just hits them all the time. He gets them all the time.
So nonchalant.
And I'll probably hosel rocket about four 20-yard pitches. That's the difference between him and me.
All right, coming up next.
Well, there's a lot of difference. He's jacked and I'm fat.
We'll talk to Linnell Willingham from 106.7 The Fan. He's out of Commanders OTAs. We'll get the latest from him next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.